We see it on the news every night. Many financial experts are agreeing that the markets are overdue for a quote-unquote correction. Now, when we hear this word correction, it sounds pretty harmless, doesn't it? Well, to be honest, it's about as harmless as when geologists say that an area is overdue for a, let me use those quotes again, seismic shift. Now, in plain English, that means earthquake, and that correction that the markets are overdue for, well, no one actually knows what that means until it happens. That's why, whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or let's just be real, maybe you haven't even thought about it, now's the time to get protection from that market volatility. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Coach, I am excited about this segment. Now, it's been a bit since I've bought a car, but I'm excited because I'm going to be getting in the market here soon.
Man, I just wish I had this a couple of weeks ago. I just bought one.
Oh, no.
Marty was the inspiration for me to put together this special report on
yes?
10 tricks that car salesmen use that everyone should know about and how to handle. And it's more towards the used car, but it could be any kind of car.
Okay.
And so if you buy a car and it doesn't start, that's number one thing. You don't want that to happen, right?
Ooh, no.
But every now and then, there'll be some tricks that they use at the car lot that'll make the car seem very nice, but when you take it off the lot the next day, it doesn't quite look as nice as it did on the lot. Right, Marty? Mm,
I can relate to that.
So clever wordplay is used a lot of times. You know, many car salespeople use clever wording to persuade you into buying a vehicle. Instead of saying words like, "Can I help you today?" or "How can I help you today?" the salesperson may choose to ask, "Are you looking for a sedan or an SUV today?" We call that an alternate choice close.
That's right.
In other words, they didn't ask if you wanted to buy. They just assumed you did. So it's assumptive close where they say, "Would you want to, you know, what do you want to leave today in, an SUV or a sedan?"
Okay.
And so in your mind, now they've eliminated the fact that you're not going to leave without a car.
I fell for that one.
You know, and it is funny. Marty, what about sitting in that office where they get you in there and they get you, they make it look like you really don't qualify for the car or whatever. They get you sitting there, and they keep disappearing to go back to talk to the manager. What about that?
Yeah, then magically they have an offer that just happens to work for you.
Another thing is they play this game called coy with prices.
Okay.
Okay, so if you hear that a vehicle costs $29,999,
mm-hmm.
which is $29,999, but they say $29,999, it doesn't sound as bad.
That's right.
But here's one step further they go. They break it down to monthly payments. $455 a month may sound a lot better to you.
Yeah.
So
that's the first question they ask me, how much can you afford per month?
Yep.
It's baffling.
Really?
So get you to think about the monthly price, Thomas, instead of the total cost.
That's right.
Because
you could pay. Incredible.
And they're stretching them 7 years or longer now, over the 7 years every single month. Right. So 7 times 12, Thomas, is a lot of that's a lot of money.
Well, especially into a vehicle that's going to be depreciating so quick. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, the minute you drive a brand new car off the lot, you lose between 15% to 40%.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one of the tricks they use at the car lot is say, "Hey, just roll the loan into the new loan," and all of a sudden you're paying for a car that you don't even have in your new car payment.
Wow, yeah.
So, and they stretch it again, 84 months, which is a long, long time.
Shoot.
And a lot of people are paying for a car they don't even own, or two cars they don't even own. So if you wreck that car or whatever,
right.
If you wreck, you don't get full replacement value a lot of times, too.
Wow.
So we have to be careful with that. Long loan terms, again, that's what we just talked about. You get people in a lot of trouble because you stretch out the loan and you don't even have the car, but you still need a car, so then what are you going to do? You end up paying BMW prices for a little VW bug. Because you have to get something to get you. What's the number one objective for a car, by the way?
For at least myself, get from point A to point B.
I know, point A to point B. When we do financial planning, our objective is to get people from point A to point Z all the way through retirement. This is one of the things we do for our clients, is we help them when it comes time to buy a car. We help them with information that may be useful to them to get the better deal, or to not buy a car altogether, or to get a different kind of car than they are thinking about. Because we need that little voice inside our head to talk some reasoning into us. Fred Flintstone had Kazoo, which was that voice inside his head. He had good one and bad one. Remember, they'd float around up there. And so we want to be the good Kazoo for you and make sure we give you good knowledge. You may not like what we say, but it's for the best for you. And I wrote a book years ago now, 8 years ago, but it's relevant to this subject here, because even though it's 8 years ago, this still comes up every week. Someone's talking about buying a car or how they got taken advantage of at a car lot.
Without a doubt.
Now, Marty, you and I talked about this, and this is another one of those. Again, folks, we're talking about the 10 dirty tricks that car salesmen sometimes use. Now, not all car salesmen are bad, Marty. No. I know you've had, in your family, you've had car salesmen, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so they're not all bad, but we just want to educate you on some of the things that could be going just a little bit off track.
Exactly.
That's a nice way of saying it, right?
It's a very pleasant way to say it. Yes.
Low-balling your trade-in, Marty. How bad is that?
Yeah, Coach, I see that a lot. That happened to me. They wanted to give me about half what it was worth, and then magically they came back and offered me $3,000 more 5 minutes later.
So they know you're already excited about you've mentally put yourself in a new car already.
That's right.
And so in their mind, which they think is in your mind, the value of your current car is not as high as it should be.
Mm. Yeah, they're preying on your excitement.
Because there's a reason why you're at the car lot, because you're not happy with the current car in their mind. And so they offer you a whole lot less in hopes that you'll just say, yeah, I'm just ready to get rid of this one and get into the new wheels, right? And so they lowball you a lot, and up to half the value a lot of times they'll lowball you.
Yep.
So you can play, I mean, there's wiggle room there. Mm-hmm. Wiggle room. I used to love that term. But there's a lot of wiggle room there, isn't there? There's leaping room a lot of times in that. So
that sounds better than gray area.
Yeah. Another game they play is unnecessary upgrades, where they basically try to sell you a bunch of stuff like underpinned spray or stuff like that, or Scotch Guard on the seats, which you can go buy a can of Scotch Guard at Walmart for under $10, but here they charge you hundreds of dollars for the Scotch Guard spray, don't they?
Yes, I'm in touch with that emotion. Yeah.
Yo-yo financing, where they're basically offering you all sorts of stuff, and they play dirty tricks with the leasing. Very, very important, though. You know, when we talk about the financial world, there's all sorts of... Mom used to say, when I was on my paper route, she'd say, little Coach Pete. She wouldn't say little Coach Pete. For every dollar you have, everyone else wants to get a hold of that. Mm. So the objective to life is to come home with that same dollar that you left the house with. And we see this more. This was back in the 70s. Think about today. We're bombarded every single minute with sales techniques.
We are.
And so the objective is to come home with what we have and make sure we do, when we do buy something, we get the best deal possible. But one of the things we do is we help educate our clients on this, and we want to make sure that every single radio listener has the same opportunity. So if you are one of the next 25 callers, we'll do a total plan for you. Number one, we're going to help you by reviewing your tax returns. Now, this uncovers long-term tax issues in your IRAs, your capital gains, and Social Security taxes. Lots of things happen that people are not familiar with, and many people are overpaying when they don't have to. We're also going to help you by establishing your retirement income goal. Again, figuring out what you really need in retirement and get it in writing, where you can have that same predictable and guaranteed income for the rest of your life. It's called a retirement plan. Very, very important. So we'll help you by putting money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle in a place that will be guaranteed to arrive at your mailbox every single month for the rest of your life. It's called income planning, folks. And your financial planner many times wants to keep your money at risk because they're getting paid to keep your money at risk. We are a total planning firm, so we have risk and safety and income planning. So peel off some money from the risk world, put it in a place that will give you a lifetime income. We'll also help you by analyzing your current investments to establish the real cost in fees and your calculated risk exposure level. Marty, not a week goes by that we don't meet with someone who has a lot more risk than they realize.
Every single day, they're taking on risk they didn't even know they had.
Yeah, and if you're taking too much risk and don't realize it, when do you usually realize it?
After the fact.
After the roller coaster goes down. And we don't want that to happen, and it doesn't have to happen. And that's the most, I guess, saddening thing in my world, the most baffling thing in my world, is when people are lied to by their current financial professional and they don't find out the truth until it's too late to do anything about it.
Full transparency is what we pride ourselves on here.
It's called fiduciary, and we are fiduciaries, folks. We put your needs ahead of ours, and we also help you determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs, and that considers taxes and inflation. We basically put the total retirement plan together for you.
You know, the first step really is to sit down with a financial coach. If something that we're talking about on the show today resonates with you and you feel the need to just get that second opinion, or if you want to make sure your plan really is aligned with your goals and that very important risk tolerance that we talk about, just call in and you can meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. To take advantage of this true practical retirement review, all you have to do is call us in 800-477-1135. and you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
That sound is what people think about when they hear the word life insurance. I'm going to try to clean that up and show you why life insurance could be essential for retirement planning, as it is an asset class. Folks, that and much more when we come right back.